Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. Early this morning at approximately 1:11 hours, police from the Northwest District responded to a call for a shooting at 1553 Hurdle. The victim was a 46-year-old male from the city of Buffalo who was transported from the scene to ECMC Hospital. Ultimately, he succumbed to his wound from that incident. At this time, we believe the shooter as well as the victim were known to each other from the evidence that we have recovered, as well as the interviews that have taken place this morning. The incident took place outside the establishment on an outdoor patio that belonged to that bar. And we're looking into that whole aspect, what happened prior to this fight taking place inside the bar. As we've seen in the past, these incidents can happen anywhere in the city, and the main thing that I would like to stress is that the both victim and suspect in this case are known to each other. Through the investigation, we can support that statement. So at that time, the suspect and the victim are known to each other. I would not say that at this time.
You wouldn't say it, or you won't?
I would not.
Okay. Am I assuming something wrong, or is it just something you don't want to answer?
No, so the investigation has supported that they were together for a portion of the night in very close conversations. There is. There's a lot of digital evidence that has been recovered, not only from private cameras, but as well as the city camera that is on that corner.
We were hearing the victim might have been on the ECMC, anyone on the identity of the victim?
So I have heard that he did have a job at ECMC. We will be releasing the name later on today, pending the rest of the family notifications.
I stopped my dad on the way over here, and I talked to a bartender there. He said that there's no video surveillance inside the bar. Did you confirm that it's all exterior?
I don't want to confirm what we've recovered from the actual establishment. I will say that there has been a significant amount of video recovered from in and around the incident.
And just to clarify, so he said that the incident took place on the sidewalk.
On the patio.
On the patio, and within the gated park.
Yes.
Okay. Were there a lot of people around? Did you have a lot of witnesses that you can talk to or need to talk to?
So through, from the start to the event to the end, there absolutely was. There's a portion where There's definitely the victim and the suspect, and then people come out of the bar. So yes, they will. We're looking at tracking some of those people down, as well as some people already stayed and were interviewed.
Do you have someone in custody right now that you're interviewing?
We do not.
How many shots were fired?
One. So I can't speak about liquor authority actions. I can tell you that the Buffalo Police Department, as well as other city entities, have started a review process. Where that goes, I can't speak to. That's not really, I can't speak to that right now.
Does it stay closed for now?
As of this time, that's up to the owner. I would say to the community that these situations, as we've seen, can happen anywhere. And the one big takeaway is that they were known to each other. This is not a random act.
I just want to get just one. I don't expect you to tell me who. Do you know who you are looking for right now? Do you know an individual's name that you're looking for?
So I won't say that. We know that they know each other.
But you won't tell us if you know who you're looking for.
Correct.
What led up to the shooting? Is there an altercation, an argument?
So they were inside having drinks together, and then they went outside and got into an argument and then started fighting.
Do you know how many people were on the patio when the shots fired?
There was at least the suspect and the victim. I don't want to hold up myself to a number, but okay. Ultimately throughout the video, there is several people that end up being there either at the beginning or the end. So,
yeah.
So people
in and out.
Yep.
As far as you know, any past problems at the bar?
Historically, there have been. So there is a previous shooting there. There is shots fired, there has been fights, things of that nature.
If these two have gotten to fighting, is it possible the shooter was acting in self-defense?
I wouldn't make that assumption right now.
All right, a few more. When was that past shooting? How weeks ago?
I believe it was 2022.
Yes, something happens on the patio outside, if that's still considered their premises.
Correct. So the businesses, it's incumbent on them to protect their patrons, right? So that is considered their property and their patrons, as to what I spoke to earlier with them being in the bar and then coming outside, yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.